Okay, so every organization, anyone really, running a web service, an application, maybe an API, you face this huge immediate problem, right? How do you build that digital shield? Something strong enough to keep out, sophisticated attacks without needing a whole army of security experts just to keep it running? And maybe even more critically, how do you actually trust that shield? That's what we're tackling today. We're doing a deep dive into BunkerWeb. It's an open source, next-gen web application firewall, or WAFOWEF. And look, this isn't just about blocking bad traffic. It's really about challenging that whole security industry model, the one where you're kind of forced to trust these opaque, proprietary, well, black boxes. Our mission today is to show you how total transparency and this secure by default idea really changes the game, even if, maybe especially if, you're kind of new to network security. But first, a huge thank you to the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer. SafeServer handles software hosting, and they support you in your digital transformation journey. You can find out more, learn how they can help with your infrastructure at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, let's unpack this then.
We're talking about a WAF, a web application firewall. When you think WAF, where exactly does BunkerWeb fit into that picture?
Well, think of it like the ultimate checkpoint, really. A WAE is a specialized security system, and you place it strategically in front of your web services. Its whole job is to inspect every single piece of incoming traffic and, crucially, block malicious requests before they can even get near your application code. This is, absolutely fundamental if you want to ensure the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of your data, the CIA triad.
And a key point you mentioned is that BunkerWeb functions specifically as a reverse proxy. Can you maybe quickly explain the operational benefit there? Why have all traffic flow through BunkerWeb first instead of just letting it hit the application directly?
Right. The big win is centralization and honestly, simplicity. Because all that traffic hits the proxy first, BunkerWeb becomes your single secure entry point. And this allows it to seamlessly handle really crucial tasks, like managing all the incoming HTTP and HTTPS traffic, enforcing security policies uniformly across everything behind it, and even automating things that are normally a huge pain, like getting and renewing HTTPS certificates automatically using Let's Encrypt. You basically manage security from one spot.
That simplicity sounds absolutely critical. Okay, so what specific dangers are we really talking about here? If I put the shield up, what's it actually fighting off day to day?
It's designed to neutralize the most common, the most prevalent web threats you see out there. So naturally, that includes all the stuff detailed in the infamous OWASP top 10, things like SQL injection attempts, cross-site scripting, the usual suspects. But it goes beyond just application-level flaws. It's actively blocking malicious bots, and bots are a huge percentage of unwelcome traffic these days. And it also helps mitigate large-scale distributed denial-of-service attacks, DDoS attacks, the ones designed just to overwhelm your servers and take you offline.
Yeah, that definitely makes web security seem much more approachable. But like you said earlier, complexity isn't just about the threats themselves, it's also about trust. If a security tool is handling literally all your incoming traffic, acting as that gatekeeper, how do you know it's not the weak link? How do you know it's not introducing vulnerabilities or, I don't know, silently leaking data? And that question, I think, leads us right into BunkerWeb's core philosophy.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating here is their absolute commitment to open security. They distribute under the AGPL V3 free license. And they very openly contrast this approach with what they call security through obscurity, which, let's be honest, is how most WAF vendors operate. They sell you an opaque black box. You just have to trust their marketing, trust their promise that it's secure inside. BunkerWeb demands the opposite.
Okay, but doesn't that seem a bit counterintuitive? Opening up your security mechanisms for anyone to look at, doesn't that just give attackers a roadmap, increase the chance they'll find vulnerabilities?
That's a fair question, and it's one that comes up a lot with open source. But the reality, or at least the philosophy here, is that the benefits of transparency dramatically outweigh that perceived risk. The whole approach is built around collective strength. Think about the core pillars. Transparency means the source code is right there. Anyone can audit it anytime. This directly enables auditability. Users, security researchers, independent third parties, they can all verify the security claims. It's not just taking someone's word for it.
Right, that verification step is huge for building confidence. If trust isn't just a promise, but something you can actually check, that's powerful.
Absolutely. And this leads directly to sovereignty. You, the user, maintain control and ownership over your data and your security setup. You're not locked into relying solely on a vendor's black box. And finally, everyone benefits from the active community. You get improvements, bug fixes, new ideas, all coming from global collaboration. It makes the tool stronger over time.
They have that quote that really sums it up. Do not choose the shadows anymore, discover the light. It's quite evocative, and that mindset leads directly to their core promise, secure by default. But hang on a second, that sounds great, secure by default. But doesn't setting strong default policies carry a big risk of just breaking things? Like, if I deploy this in front of some older, maybe slightly quirky legacy application, how do I know those defaults won't just block legitimate users right out of the gate?
Yeah, that's the classic security trade-off, isn't it? Every deployment faces that balance. The point of secure by default here isn't to be unbreakable from the start, but to ensure you start from a known protected state, rather than starting with zero protection and having to build everything up. The system enforces a baseline security policy immediately. Things like applying basic HTTP security headers, maybe some TLS hardening, it gets you to a decent starting point. From there, yes, you absolutely use the logs and the UI to tune those policies. You might need to loosen a rule for a specific application or maybe tighten one, but it shifts the burden. You're not building protection from scratch, you're adjusting existing protection. It's a different mindset.
Okay, that makes more sense. So let's look at the actual tools, the features that provide that protection. Beyond the philosophy, what specific capabilities does BunkerWeb offer, you know, right out of the box?
Well, we've already touched on the automated HTTPS support with Let's Encrypt and the foundational security headers. Those are table stakes, really. But fundamentally, it includes the integrated mod security WAF. And critically, it's paired with the OWASP core rule set. That's a massive, constantly updated library of rules specifically designed to detect common known attack patterns. It's sort of the industry standard rule set. Plus, you get mechanisms for limiting connections and requests per client, which is important to stop, say, one abusive user or bot from hogging all your server resources.
I also saw on the feature list something about blocking known bad IPs using external blacklists and DNSBL. We sometimes throw these acronyms around. DNSBL, what exactly does that do for the average person trying to protect their application?
Right, DNSBL stands for Domain Name System Blacklist. Think of it like a shared global database of known troublemakers online. These are IP addresses that have already been caught sending spam, distributing malware, launching attacks elsewhere on the internet. By integrating DNSBL support, BunkerWeb essentially checks every visitor's IP address against these massive lists of known bad actors. If there's a match, it just turns them away immediately before they even get a chance to try anything malicious on your server. It's very effective, proactive defense.
That sounds really practical. But the feature that really caught my eye, especially with all the talk about sophisticated web scraping and malicious automation, is the anti-bot feature. How does BunkerWeb actually stop those bots without just annoying or blocking legitimate users?
The anti-bot stuff is clever. It introduces a challenge layer. So if BunkerWeb detects suspicious behavior, maybe traffic patterns that look very robotic, or requests coming too fast, it requires the client, the browser, to solve a task to prove it's likely human. This could be something relatively simple, like asking the browser to set a cookie or execute a little bit of JavaScript. Or you can configure it to escalate to more familiar human verification systems, like a standard CAPTCHA image challenge, or using third-party services like AceCAPTCHA or Google's ReCAPTCHA. If the client fails the challenge or simply can't execute it, like many simple bots can't run JavaScript, they get blocked.
I'm fascinated by that. Let's say I enable HCAPTCHA. What actually happens under the hood if a bot fails that challenge? Is it just blocked for that one request, or does its IP address get penalized somehow? Like, how quickly does it adapt?
It generally depends on how you've configured the policy. But typically, failing the challenge results in an immediate denial of service for that specific request or session. And often, yes, it triggers temporary blacklisting to integrated IP reputation modules. So that IP might be blocked from accessing the site entirely for, say, the next 15 minutes or an hour, depending on your settings. The system is highly configurable. You get to determine the sensitivity, how quickly it triggers a challenge, and the duration of any subsequent ban. It lets you fine-tune that balance between user experience and aggressive bot mitigation.
That adaptability really speaks to the architecture, doesn't it? I know it's built on what they call the six pillars. Two of those that stand out are agnostic and modular. What do those mean in practice?
Right. Agnostic basically means the solution doesn't really care where you deploy it. It's designed to slide easily into various environments. You can run it on a standard Linux server, inside Docker containers, manage it with Kubernetes or Swarm, or even deploy it within cloud platforms like Microsoft Azure. It's flexible. And modular is all about extendability. It's a pretty robust plugin system. This is crucial because, let's face it, modern threats are diverse, And sometimes you need a specialized tool for a specific job. The core WAVIF can't do everything.
Okay, can you give us a specific example? Like, how would a plugin extend the security in a way that, say, the base NGINX or mod security wouldn't handle by default?
Sure. A classic example is file uploads. Uploads are a huge vector for malware getting onto your server. So you could install the ClamAV plugin for BunkerWeb. Now, when a user tries to upload a file, BunkerWeb intercepts it before it hits your application, passes it to the ClamAV scanner, and if ClamAV detects malware signatures, BunkerWeb just denies the request immediately. The malicious file never even reaches your backend. Another simple but really powerful example is integrations for notifications. You can set up plugins for Discord or Slack webhooks. This means if BunkerWeb blocks a serious attack or detects some other critical security event, it can instantly send a notification right into your operations team's chat channel. That dramatically cuts down your response time.
Okay, all this configuration, plugins, rule sets. It sounds like it could get pretty intense pretty quickly. Which brings us to the user experience. I mean, security settings can be incredibly dense, so ease of use has got to be paramount, right? Especially for someone who isn't, you know, living in the command line all day.
Absolutely. And the awesome web UI, their words, but it is pretty good, is arguably the biggest differentiator for ease of use. You really don't need to be a Linux command line wizard or memorize complex NGINX configuration syntax to manage BunkerWeb effectively. You can handle most things, managing your settings, installing or removing plugins, viewing logs, seeing which attacks were blocked, all through a standard graphical web interface. It makes it much more accessible.
Yeah.
And configuration itself is mostly handled through simple settings or variables. You're not typically editing raw text files. Instead, you might set a variable in the UI like use the end about CAPTCHA or enabled NSBL true. It abstracts away a lot of the complexity.
That level of abstraction sounds vital, especially for beginners trying to get started. But okay, if BunkerWeb is built on NGINX, which is known for being super reliable and fast, why does it need this separate brain component, the scheduler? What specific management tasks does that part handle that NGINX doesn't?
Ah, good question. That's where the orchestration and the dynamic management happen. NGINX is fantastic at serving requests very, very quickly, but it primarily works off a static configuration file. You load the config, NGINX runs with it. The scheduler acts as the central control plane. It manages the database where all your dynamic settings, your plugin configurations, your custom rules are stored. It handles background jobs like periodically checking for and renewing Let's Encrypt certificates, updating blacklist feeds, applying temporary IP bans based on rule violations. And crucially, whenever you make a change through the web UI like enabling a plugin or adjusting a security setting, the scheduler takes that change, updates its internal state, and then generates the new optimized NGINX configuration file and tells NGINX to reload it gracefully. It essentially automates that whole secure management layer that plain NGINX lacks on its own, provides the intelligence on top.
Okay, yeah, that explains the sort of automagic functionality much better. Makes sense. Finally, let's talk about scale for a second. What if I'm not just protecting one website? What if I'm managing a more complex environment, maybe with dozens of separate web applications or services? How does BunkerWeb handle that efficiently?
That's exactly what multi-site mode is designed for. By default, a standard BunkerWeb instance protects one upstream application. But once you enable multi-site mode, a single BunkerWeb instance can act as the reverse proxy in WF for multiple different backend applications, multiple virtual hosts, essentially. And each of those protected applications can have its own customized set of security rules, its own specific plugin configurations, own settings. This offers tremendous efficiency. You don't need to spin up a separate BunkerWeb instance for every single app. It really helps reduce the infrastructure footprint required to protect a larger, more sprawling environment.
And as we kind of noted earlier, while this open source version is free and sounds really robust, definitely enough for hobbyists, testing, maybe even some mid-sized operations. There are also professional options available, right? Like Shield, Fortress, Sentinel, for organizations that need more, perhaps enterprise support or managed cloud offerings.
Exactly. The core protection engine, the open source heart, remains the same across the board. That's key. The professional tiers typically add things like dedicated technical support contracts, service level agreements, SLAs, perhaps advanced reporting features, or fully managed service models where they handle the deployment and operation for you. But the fundamental open source core provides that robust, auditable protection right from the start for anyone to use.
Okay, so let's try to synthesize all this. Bunkerweb seems to deliver really robust and importantly, transparent web security. It does this by combining that WAF capability with a reverse proxy structure. It aims to simplify these complex security challenges using a user-friendly UI and, crucially, that secure by default mantra, all powered by open source collaboration. So if you out there are scaling your web services or maybe going through a broader digital transformation, this open source approach seems to offer a lot of flexibility and, perhaps most importantly, verifiable trust.
And that really brings us to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to consider based on all this. Given the choice between open security, where the code is visible, auditable by anyone, you can see exactly how it works, and the alternative, security through obscurity, where your critical defense mechanism is essentially a black box that you just have to take on faith. Which approach truly offers you genuine long-term confidence when it comes to protecting your most valuable digital assets and data?
That is a vital question for anyone managing any kind of internet presence today. A really important consideration. And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive into Bunkerweb. Thank you again to our supporter for making this possible, SafeServer. They're there to help you with hosting and your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time for the next deep dive.